This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Supreme Court recorded the Union Government's assurance that no fresh appointments will be made to Waqf Boards or the Central Waqf Council under the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 until the next hearing. A bench led by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, along with Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan, also noted Solicitor General Tushar Mehta's assurance that the status of existing Waqf properties, including those categorized as Waqf by user, will remain unchanged for now. The court directed the centre to file its response within 7 days to the batch of petitions seeking a stay and challenging the constitutional validity of the recent amendments to the Waqf Act 1995. Due to the large number of petitions, the bench asked the petitioners to identify 5 lead cases to be heard, while the remaining may be treated as applications or considered disposed of. The matter will now be heard on May the 5th. The Calcutta High Court has directed the formation of a 3-member committee for the identification and rehabilitation of people displaced by the violence which took place during the protest over the Waqf Act in Murshidabad district. The court said that the 3-member committee will consist of an official each from the National Human Rights Commission and the West Bengal Human Rights Commission, besides the member secretary of the State Legal Services Authority. They will have to submit their report by May 15, 2025. A compiled book on Prime Minister Modi's thoughts and speeches on culture, titled Sanskriti Ka Panchva Adhyay, will be released in New Delhi today. The book is a curated collection of speeches by Prime Minister Modi, delivered on various occasions, highlighting Indian culture, traditions, spiritual values and cultural heritage. The book will be formally released by head of the Juna Akhada, Acharya Mahamandaleshwar Pooja Swami Avdheshnand Giri Maharaj. The Maharashtra government has announced that Hindi will be a compulsory third language from classes 1 to 5 in Marathi and English medium schools, in line with the National Education Policy, NEP 2020. Currently, only Marathi and English are mandatory from classes 1 to 4 in these schools. Wanted gangster Harpreet Singh, alias Happy Pasia, who reportedly plotted 14 terrorist attacks in Punjab, has been detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement in the US. He was also wanted by India's premier anti-terror body, the National Investigation Agency, NIA. Earlier this year, NIA had announced a reward of 5 lakh rupees on Pasia over his alleged involvement in grenade attacks on a house in Chandigarh and police stations in Punjab. Pasia, a close associate of Pakistan-based gangster-turned-terrorist Harvinder Singh Sandhu, alias Rinda, has been involved in several terrorist activities in Punjab. Christians across the globe are observing Good Friday today, one of the most solemn and sacred days in the Christian calendar. Marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ at Calvary, Good Friday is a day of mourning, reflection, and spiritual devotion. Marking the solemn occasion of Good Friday, thousands of Christians took part in the Way of the Cross processions and held special prayers at prominent churches across Puducherry. The Sacred Heart Basilica Shrine of Our Lady of Lourdes, Vilayanaru, and other major churches in the Union Territory also witnessed special masses, foot-washing ceremonies, and prayer services. Prime Minister Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion of Good Friday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi remembered the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and wrote that the day inspires us to cherish kindness, compassion, and always be large-hearted. World Heritage Day is being celebrated today across the globe. It is also called the International Day for Monuments and Sites. This year, the theme of the day is Heritage Under Threat from Disaster and Conflicts. Our correspondent reports that this day is celebrated every year on 18th of April to honor and protect cultural and natural heritage. Today is Prakash Purab of the ninth Guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji. Born in Amritsar in 1621, he was the youngest son of the sixth Sikh Guru, Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. And in IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 4 wickets. In today's fixture, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Punjab Kings at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.